Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Two of today's papers lead with stories about rising mortgage and rent costs. The Irish Examiner bases this story on a new report from daft.ie, which reveals that rents in Cork City have passed €2,000 per month for the first time ever, an increase of almost 12% in this time last year. The Irish Independent leads with a story by Charlie Weston about an emerging two-tier mortgage market as thousands of homeowners with mortgages with non-bank lenders, ICS and Finance Ireland, are set to be hit with big increases in their monthly repayments when they emerge from fixed rates. Weston reports that up to 80,000 homeowners are expected to come to the end of their fixed rate mortgages across all lenders this year. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Times leads with yesterday's Israeli attack on 40 separate Hezbollah sites across southern Lebanon. Figures which show that so far in 2024, 110 Gardaí have resigned from the force are carried in the front of the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. The Blue Few is the headline in the Star. Two of today's papers build their lead stories around polls. One in the Irish Daily Mail, conducted by Amoric, asked people whether they think Bishop Eamon Casey's remains should be disinterred from Galway Cathedral on foot of a number of child sexual abuse allegations levelled against him. The paper highlights how 60% of respondents over the age of 55 are in favour of the move, although it's notable that while 49% of all those polled also agreed, 34% were in the don't know category. The poll in the Belfast Telegraph, meanwhile conducted by Lucid Talk, found that more than six times as many unionists as nationalists agreed with the statement that the current level of immigration into Northern Ireland is too high. Overall, 41% of those polled agreed with that sentiment. Immigration in Northern Ireland, the orange and green divide, is the headline there. For its lead story, the Irish News has a report about how Communities Minister Gordon Lyons and a special advisor watched tennis matches at Roland Garros during the Olympic Games in Paris a week after the DUP minister turned down an invitation to watch the All-Ireland final. The paper also notes that no athletes from the North participated in any tennis events. Back in the Times, there's a story there about the record number of Leaving Cert students, 23%, who didn't sit an Irish exam this year, compared with 15% 5 years ago. Carl O'Brien reports that the majority of students get exemptions on the basis of learning difficulties or because they've been educated for a time outside the state. And finally, fans of the Britpop band Oasis will no doubt be pleased to hear that the band is getting back together after brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher reportedly ended their 15-year feud during a recent phone call, reminding us that their definitely maybe debut album is 30 years old this week. The Irish Sun reports that the Oasis comeback gigs, scheduled for next summer, are likely to earn the Gallagher brothers an estimated €470 million.
Sweet. You're aging me there. Fiona Kelly with It Says in the Papers.